Everyone wants to know how they can grow their business. And many people don't wake up and think, oh, I need a business coach, until they're ready for a business coach. But the question is, okay, I want to grow my business. How do I do it? Well, I have to find the who's in my world that can actually help me do what I need to do.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
John Dwoskin is a business coach. He's an author, a speaker, and also a fellow podcaster. The title of his show is Think Business, based in Detroit, Michigan. He helps business leaders go from stuck to unstuck. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate being here.
Hey, the pleasure's mine. There's three questions I ask everybody who comes on the show, and you can tell us your answers from whatever perspective you wish to share.
Yeah.
But it's, where did you start? Where are you now? And how did you get there?
I found my passion when my dad gave me a set of tape sets at 18 called The Psychology of Success by Brian Tracy. Put it on my ears, knew I wanted to be a business coach. Knew I wanted to coach, write books, and inspire people. What I'm doing now is I'm a business coach that works with successful people who are stuck. I get them unstuck. I work with solopreneurs to Fortune 100 companies and everything in between all over the country. I worked hard and I learned something new every day.
That's fabulous. Okay, well, break that process down for us. I mean, so did you just graduate from high school or college and say, all right, I'm going to be a business coach, and then off it went? What was that process like?
I graduated high school. I went to college and I double majored in econ and journalism. Graduated in May of 1995 and started an internet company in June of 1995 with my brother and a buddy. We made websites. I was the sales guy and the business planner and held everybody accountable. So the three of us grew that business to a really large company. And then 2 years after we started it, we sold it to the largest internet professional service firm in the world at the time, called US Web, in 1997. We were partners in that company for 2 years. And then when we could leave, we left. I got into commercial real estate, had a successful 13-year run in commercial real estate, and then wanted to start my business. So I left commercial real estate to start my coaching business.
Wow. Okay, fun. Well, you could talk to us from a lot of different angles. I didn't know you had a 13-year stint.
Yeah. I was a broker that sold apartment buildings for 6 years in Michigan. I then took over my office in Michigan. I worked for a company called Marcus & Millichap. Took over my office in Detroit, August 4th of 08, and the market crashed in September of 08. My office was just annihilated. I then grew that office over 6 years to 45 agents, 60-some people, and one of the most profitable offices in the entire company.
Wow, that's fantastic. And then you said, you know what? I'm out of here. That's it. I'm going to go be a business coach.
Yeah. I wanted to be a business coach. As I was getting ready to leave, I got offered an opportunity to go in-house for a year at a 50-year-old business, help restructure that company. So I did that, and then I started my business. But yeah, I was probably going to have my best year ever, but I've always moved to fulfillment, and I wanted it. And I was about to be 42, and it was time for me to just do what I wanted to do.
Man, that's fantastic. Thanks for at least just having the courage. You know, there's a lot of people that are stuck and, you know, they don't have the courage to make that next move. How did you know you were on to something, or what was the moment you knew you were on to something when you said, hey, look, I can go be a business coach because of X, Y, and Z? Like, can you break that down?
Well, I had always been building my business plan for it. And it was always something I always wanted to do. And I always found myself coaching other people. And I loved it. I always had an ability to kind of hear and see what others missed, right? What to me was hidden in plain sight. And I loved it. I was able to provide ideas to people. I was able to reverse engineer them, create tools for them to get unstuck, give them the confidence to move forward and break things down to the simple. And so that's always been kind of a unique ability of mine. And I loved it. And so I could apply it in different areas of business, but I didn't want to work in corporate America my whole life. And I didn't want to be a manager of other people at one company my whole life. It was too constricting, right? So I had ideas. I wanted to work with people all over the world, not just in one office. I just wasn't fulfilled anymore. I had kind of gotten down the routine. I knew what I was doing. You know, you just do kind of more of the same. And I just, you know, there was a quote by Tony Robbins, success without fulfillment equals failure. And I just wasn't fulfilled. And so I thought, okay, what's going to fulfill me? Well, My kids are young. I want them seeing me happy. My wife is supportive. I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to start my business. And I did.
That's awesome. Good for you. Good for you. That you must have a very supportive wife as well.
Yeah, she's the best. She's great.
Yeah. I mean, you got young kids. Hey, man, I'm going to quit the known and go into the unknown. That's an inspiring story. I love that. I don't want to stay on here for too long because I really want to hear what your thoughts are, you know, across really all the different classes and industries and people you work with, some of the common things that you kind of help people get unstuck from. I kind of want to get to that, but I do want to hear what were some of the first steps out of the gate that you took to grow your business on the coaching side.
Once I knew I was doing it, I created about a 60-page business plan. And it was more of kind of a blueprint, just every nitty-gritty detail that I would want to get down. And then I launched on social media, even before I had a website. And I started doing a video tip every single day. This was, you know, 6.5 years ago when people were doing less video. I still don't think people are doing enough, but I just started using the medium in a way that I knew would build the brand. And I started getting clients of people who knew me and knew that I had started and sold an internet company and was a commercial real estate guy. And then I grew an office. And so, you know, my track record, I'm a business coach that's actually been in business and done it. I didn't go learn somebody else's formula and then try to force it on someone. Everything I do is highly customized to the individual, the group, or the keynote that I'm doing. That's what I did. I started doing a video every day. And that's what I tell people. If you're going to start a new business, get out there and do a video every single day. I still do it. I do 3 a day. I do a morning video, a 12 o'clock video, and a 4:15 video.
Wow. How do you even find enough content to talk about? Like, is there, you just...
My content has content. I have so much content. Yeah. And so I just break it down into chewable bites.
That's really interesting for somebody that's kind of an introvert and doesn't like to put themselves out there. That would be really hard for me to think through all the things to share every single day. Not to mention. Yeah.
It's easier than you think. I actually coach people to get to that space because I'm more of an introvert than I am an extrovert.
Okay.
The content isn't about you. It's about the listener. And so I find myself coaching people a lot to say, okay, here's the system. Here's the formula. Here's the ritual. Here's how you do it. Now go do it.
Now go do it. That's fabulous. Let's talk a little bit about your coaching business. This is the heart of the show and what I was excited to jump in with you on today. What are some common things that you see across the board? You say, okay, these are things I practically deal with every single client. And then how do you help them overcome those?
Everyone wants to know how they can grow their business. And many people don't wake up and think, oh, I need a business coach until they're ready for a business coach. But the question is, okay, I want to grow my business. How do I do it? Well, I have to find the who's in my world that can actually help me do what I need to do. And so what I do is I work with companies and individuals and I find where their stuck points are very quickly and I get them unstuck. And the shelf life of each person, whether it's a CEO, whether it's a leader, whether it's an owner, whether it's a manager, whether it's a salesperson, a vice president, the shelf life of each of them is different. So the continuity on how I coach each one of them is a little bit different. Typically, I'll do a 3 to 5 hour deep dive and then 15 minutes a week or 30 minutes every other week with clients. I type as fast as I can talk. So I type out everything we talk about with action items. We can record the call too and put it in Dropbox. But it's about setting those action plans and getting focused. And so I'm an idea guy where I can say, okay, this is what you're missing. How long have you been doing that for? Oh, 2 years? Okay, here's how I would maybe evolve that. And it's subtle, but it makes a big, big impact of change and saves a ton of time. And then I can help reverse engineer how they need to do it, what they need to do, and give them the tool and the beginning launch of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gets them unstuck. Well, some clients can go a week, some clients can go 2 weeks before the shelf life starts to wear off. And so they need that someone who can help them recalibrate, get refocused, and set a plan for the next week or 2 weeks. And so what it does is it really boosts not only their confidence, but keeps them hyper-focused. And I can quantify by working with me, you can grow your business in a significant way. Whether you're a salesperson, growing your sales, whether you're a manager and don't know how to manage people. Most salespeople are afraid to ask for business.
Sure.
Most salespeople are horrible at time management, don't know how to structure their day. I teach them how. I teach them how to ask for business. Most managers were promoted because they were good at their job. They don't know how to communicate effectively with people or manage people. I train a ton of managers. Leaders are confused on how to lead, especially in a hybrid world. So I work with leaders and I work with CEOs, business planning and vision and messaging and how to build and scale the company that they really want to build. There's a ton of mindset. There's a ton of tools. There's a ton of all of that goes into all of my coaching because I'm coaching the individual on a customized basis. And like I said, I hear things and see things that they completely miss. It's hidden in plain sight to me, but not to them. And I can do it every single time I talk to them. I guarantee all of my work. I do no contracts. I guarantee that I return every call, text, email same day. And if somebody wants to stop using me, then they can stop using me. I don't care. That's their choice. I'm a month-to-month investment, and that's how I like it. My clients are successful and they're stuck. I don't want them stuck in a contract with me. And I know I'm great at what I do, and I can real-time help them in real time. And need me in between sessions, they call me. We get to take care of it. That's why I guarantee everything that I do.
What are some common, I know you said from the sales guy to management to leaders maybe not knowing effectively how to lead in a hybrid world. What are some tools or resources that you give them and you say, hey, here's how you can overcome those various challenges?
It's tools, it's things to say, it's defining and creating a structure of what they are trying to do, but don't know how to do. It's putting it on paper. It's creating a customized routine, ritual, or system for them so they can really get laser focused. One of the obstacles with people is most people don't know how to structure themselves. Most people are doing things and just winging it. Most people don't know how to create a plan or how to prep themselves. Most people don't know how to time manage. And most people don't know how to define even what the problem is. And so I can come in and not only help define it, build the structure, provide the tools, the simple tools to get them unstuck so they can then execute. And then a time management element is a big piece of it too.
Yeah. Talk to us about that. Well, how do you coach people in time management? What are some mistakes people are making? And then how do you get them around that?
I do a lot of keynotes, a lot of group trainings on time management. I'll give you three quick things. One, write everything down. The story goes that when people would ask Albert Einstein what his phone number was, he would go to the phone book to look it up. And they would say, Mr. Einstein, you're one of the smartest people in the world. You don't know your own phone number? To which he would answer, I don't like to waste my brain power with information that's easily accessible. So write everything down, time block everything, and track your time for 3 days to know where you're wasting time and become a master student of your calendar. If you want to maximize time, for every 4 minutes you save, that's 24 hours a year. If you want to maximize and evolve your business, learn how to use your calendar. I teach people how to do that all the time. And for me, it's so simple, but for others, it's so simple, it's complicated.
What do you mean, learn how to use your calendar?
Most people don't use their calendar effectively.
Okay. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, they don't time block. They have three different calendars. They have sticky notes. They have notebooks. They have two different to-do lists. They have too many things. So they don't know how to become a master student of their calendar and actually study their calendar at the end of every day, how to look at the appointments and what they did and didn't do, look at the white space of what they did and didn't do, track their time so they can see, wow, I wasted an hour and a half every single day. Well, you compound that to, let's just say an hour a day, that's 5 hours, that's 20 hours a week. You compound that times 11 months, that's a lot of time.
A lot of time. Yeah.
A lot of time. I teach keynotes and I also kind of get into the nitty gritty with individual people. It's really hard for a lot of people.
It really is. Just on the subject of time management, and that's something that I personally have constantly trying to figure out the best way to do it. Even in the podcasting world, right? Like, you know, I've got six interviews today and you go, okay, well, I got, you know, there's a 30 minute block between maybe one and the next. And you go, okay, what am I going to do that's meaningful for 30 minutes? How do I find a task that makes sense to fill in that block? Because now that is kind of that white space where it could be drifting through email. And that's, I mean, maybe not a great use of time. So trying to nail that stuff down is a challenge. What have your clients done that have become successful as they've employed what you've told them to do versus maybe some that have, you've come, you've given advice to, and they just kind of didn't really do anything with it?
My clients are open-minded. The clients that end up working with me, which is about 80% of my clients long-term, are the ones that are open-minded. The ones that get at any point become closed-minded, I don't work with them anymore because I can't do my work to somebody who's closed-minded and doesn't want to do their work. I can do my work. I can take someone and keep on growing them. Many clients I've had that started with me 6.5 years ago are still with me today. I can continually grow them. But the minute somebody says, I'm good, I'm complacent, I'm good, my mind's now closed, that's not my client. My client is somebody who is open-minded and always is looking to grow, always looking to reach their highest potential and understands that the nuances of what they get from working on a consistent basis through coaching is priceless. How many coaches does every sports team have, right? I mean, it's like coaching is a normal thing, but for some reason in business, I remember when I was in commercial real estate, I had two coaches. I had a communications coach and a business coach. And my boss always said to me, what do you need a coach for? Like, what are they going to teach you? And I always thought how closed-minded that was. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm not happy staying the same. You know, I want someone to push me and challenge me and to evolve and grow as an individual so I can then grow my business and serve people at a higher level.
Yeah, absolutely. That's invaluable. And I love that analogy. And that's a great point. You know, I think having a coach or a mentor is quite common in the real estate space. At least I think it is. You know, I've got plenty of people on my bench that I go, or maybe not on my bench, but people, you are mentors and coaches in my life that I, you know, still pay to this day because it's valuable to have them out there. What are some things you find that people should look for? But there's also just as equally, I think, a number of bad coaches out there. It's like, okay, you know, especially in the real estate space, the guru circuit in real estate is just overwhelmingly nauseating in my own opinion. It's like, gosh, it's such a waste of money and time. How do you vet? How do you vet a great coach or a great potential mentor?
You talk to somebody who's going to be high support and high challenge, right? Who understands and can customize for you. Every person's different. I was in the real estate business for a long, long time. I have a lot of real estate clients. And you need somebody who's going to customize it to you, not put a form in front of you or a, hey, here's the 3 C's of what you need to do now. That doesn't work, especially for real estate people. So everything is customized and you want someone who's going to give you high challenge, high support to evolve and grow. It's a great time in the real estate business. It's a great time to grow your business. And so that's what you need. And you need somebody who's in alignment with you that you, it just fits. It just fits. And you'll know within the first 5 minutes.
That's an interesting point because that's a soft skill, right? When you know that it just fits, it's like, oh, okay. And I went through that early on, you know, in real estate, looking for various mentors. And man, I just created spreadsheets. I created all this stuff. And in the end, it was like, you could just tell like, no. Yeah, that's the right fit.
Right. Typically, if people call me to coach them, they're open-minded and they want to really grow. I end up working with 9.5 out of 10 people. Right. I don't tell people who my clients are. I keep that highly confidential. I don't repeat a word that people tell me or who my clients are. And so a couple of times I can point to one time in this past 6 months where people were pushing me like, I want to know who your clients are. I'm not going to tell you. So I don't, you know. And so what I said to him was, it doesn't matter who my clients are. I've given you examples of what I've done for companies. And all that matters is what I can do for you. So I guarantee my work. I know I can help you. Here's where I can help you. If you're stuck on who my clients are, then you're not ready for my level of coaching.
Right.
Because my level of coaching is going to take you to a place you've never been.
That's fabulous. I love that. One last question here before we jump into the final 4 question. What's one challenge that you're facing in your business right now? And then how do you plan on overcoming it?
I don't really have a challenge in my business. I've set up my business so exactly the way I want it. I have 8 virtual people that work for me that do everything so I can be with clients. And every time I want to do something and I figure out, wait, how am I going to do this? Then I will add somebody else to my team if I can't do it so they can do it for me. I set up my business exactly the way I wanted it, you know, where I can do it. And so I don't have a challenge that I can point to. I mean, I would say the only challenge is people aren't doing keynotes as much, or I have to decide if I want to go do a keynote in a kind of a COVID world and, you know, this and the other. But I wouldn't say I have any challenges.
Yeah, those are almost uncontrollables at that point.
Yeah, they're uncontrollables. And so, yeah, I've got a great team. You know, I love working with clients all over the world. So, and thanks to technology, I'm able to do it.
Right. That's absolutely fantastic. Final 4 questions for you here, John. What is one resource or tool that you find you cannot live without?
One resource that I love is audible.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't live without it.
Absolutely. Much rather listen to a book than read it.
Yeah. I'm more auditory, so I retain. I can retain so much more when I listen. So yeah.
Absolutely. That's great. If you could help our listeners avoid just one mistake in real estate, what would it be and how would you avoid it?
Prospect every single day. If you're a salesperson, prospect every day. And if you're an owner, make sure you're forecasting and looking at all of the indicators that are going on and evolving and forecasting 3, 6, 9, 12 months out. I find that people in real estate who own real estate don't forecast effectively and salespeople don't prospect enough.
Right. That's absolutely true. When it comes to investing in the world, what's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
One of the things I did when COVID hits is I offer three ways to get my information. You can go to my website, it gets updated every day with new information. My one-on-one coaching is highly customizable, like I suggested. And some people cannot afford that because it's maybe outside of their what they're willing to invest in themselves. You know, I work with people who see the value in investing in themselves and want to play chess. And so I offered a third way to work with me, which is a group coaching model, because I didn't like turning people down who can afford the customizable coaching. So I offer that at $100 a month. And it's live coaching every Monday from 4:30 to 5:30. And you can come, you can ask questions, you can do anything you want. I'm not accessible to you other than the Facebook group on Mondays, but I opened that up so I could offer another avenue for people to get coaching with me.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. John, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about you, what is the best way to do that?
Yeah, my cell phone is 248-535-7796. My email is john@johndwoskin.com. And my website is johndwoskin.com. My podcast is Think Business with John Dwoskin, which can be found on every platform. You can download my book for free on my website, johndwoskin.com, The Think Big Movement.
That's awesome. Think Big Movement. We'll make sure we link to that in the show notes. John, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your time. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.